Mr. H.T.?
H.T.
I guess Henry?
Henry T. Thomas, but just I use the Henry, just initial T.
Were you born here in Jacksonville?
Yes.
And your father was born here?
Yes, he was born here.
Do you know where your mother was born?
Yes, in Bainbridge, Georgia.
What is your occupation?
Letter carrier.
Letter carrier? Work for the post office?
Yeah.
I guess you worked there a long time, pretty much?
Well, I'll be retiring the 31st of July.
Uh-huh.
See, I have 25 years with them and about 5 with the Army.
Uh-huh.
So that'll give me 30 years.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
It sure is. Well, you seem to be a pretty young man to be retiring.
57.
57?
But, I don't know. It get to a point where I say, well, see that all you see here, see, we've built ourselves, see, and
mm-hmm.
without any help, so I'll take care of this and probably do some fishing, maybe some traveling before, get too late or something. A lot of guys, wait around and retire when they're mm-hmm. forced to, disability and all like that. I thought I'd just go ahead on, because my two daughters, the last one's out of college,
mm-hmm.
and she's now an auditor with the Federal Reserve.
Let's see.
Another one is a home demonstration agent over here in Polk County.
Uh-huh.
So both of those out of school, and by me building my own house, all the mortgages paid off on that. So,
do you build this house?
Yeah,
here?
Every brick.
This is a very nice house.
Yeah.
I was impressed when I
took. I first built it as a bungalow, like across the street,
mm-hmm.
and then come back and built that one in the back, that apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Moved in there, stayed 3 years, and come back and tore this one down. And, 3 years to put it back together. But nobody's been here except the electrician and the plumber.
I see. Yeah, because they have to be licensed, I guess. Yeah.
Well, one time I was going to do that myself,
Uh-huh.
And somebody called the engineering department and reported, and they sent a couple of guys out and gave me about 3 days to tear it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know that in Georgia we have a law that you can do it yourself, but you have to have it inspected?
Yeah, but if you would have a license,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But here, the licensed fella have to go first.
Mm-hmm. I was surprised by that. I was even noticing the electric plugs and everything like that are really nice.
Yeah, well, see, but, my wife and myself, man, we put all the time into it, and as we went through, we come back, see, that all that was clear.
Mm-hmm.
Varnish it first, and then we come back later on when my other daughter was getting married and changed the whole setup.
Mm-hmm.
And as we get, now she started buying different little things like those sockets and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But we really worked on this, gosh. But I think once you get your mind set towards something, you can go ahead and do it.
No.
Because the last thing I had was some money.
Yeah.
And when I started tearing this one down, you wouldn't guess how much money I had.
Mm.
$1,075 wall bond.
$750.
Yeah. Yeah. But we just had the confidence that mm-hmm. we could go ahead. And if we had, what started me was I was paying $80 on a car, see?
Yeah.
And after that, I figured, I'll save this $80,
uh-huh.
And boy, I didn't even save 80 cents.
Uh-huh.
So I started buying brick from then on and storing away and all like that,
uh-huh.
lumber and all that. So and buying a different type of tools to operate on it.
Mm-hmm.
And once I learned how to use all of those, at that time before I went into the post office, I was driving a cab, and the way a lot of guys, they won't tell you about how to do a certain thing. I would catch them building a house someplace and go, I'd stop by there and then get a little mm-hmm. break up in the day.
Yeah.
Watch what they were doing and mm-hmm. come on home and do it myself.
There's a certain kind of satisfaction you get.
Oh.